Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Some in Congress are criticizing the move by President Trump, telling Attorney General Pam Bondi to request that grand jury testimony in the Jeffrey Epstein federal investigations be released to the public. Congressman Ro Khanna.
The grand jury testimony is largely about Epstein and Maxwell, not about all the rich and powerful men who abused, assaulted, and abandoned young women. Those people are still being protected. And by the way, the courts usually don't release grand jury testimony.
Many of the president's base continue calling for all information related to Jeffrey Epstein to be made public. The House narrowly passing a bill pulling back $9 billion in federal funding for international aid programs and for public broadcasting. President Trump's expected to sign a bill today, making a certain kind of cryptocurrency more mainstream. Many Democrats call it a conflict of interest because the president's family owns that type of crypto known as stablecoin. This is ABC News. A week after a preliminary report on the deadly Air India plane crash found fuel to the plane's engines had been shut off seconds after takeoff, a new report is suggesting it may have been an intentional act on the part of the captain. ABC's Sam Sweeney, who covers transportation issues, says turning off the fuel switch is not an easy thing to do.
We now know that this experienced captain, according to the Wall Street Journal, was the one who deliberately pulled those switches. It is difficult. Picture a toggle and you have to pull it out and then press it up. So you have to pull it over almost like a little hump there in the switch, a spring-loaded hump. You cannot do this by accident. They are designed this way because of the consequences of hitting it mid-flight.
Alan Bergman, Oscar-winning lyricist who teamed with his wife Marilyn to produce old-fashioned hits like It Might Be You and The Way We Were, has died. He was 99, and a family spokesman says he was writing songs until the very end. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 73 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny and pleasant conditions, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy with showers and storms likely later. Some may have heavy rainfall, a low of 64. And tomorrow, occasional showers and thunderstorms possible through mid-afternoon. Peaks of sun later and muggy with a high of 83. In Richland Center, we have westerly winds 4 to 5 miles per hour, and it's 73 degrees.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance. Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports a fatal crash occurred last Friday night. At approximately 6:45, the Richland County Dispatch received a call about a single vehicle rollover with entrapment. Deputies of the Richland County Sheriff's Office responded along with Lone Rock EMS and Lone Rock Fire Department. The vehicle had been traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 when it crossed the center line, left the road, and rolled into the ditch. The driver and only occupant of the vehicle, Donald Foster, 47 of Lone Rock, was found trapped under the driver's side of the vehicle. Life-saving attempts were started by bystanders in the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Foster was transported by Lone Rock EMS to the hospital while life-saving attempts continued. Donald Foster was later pronounced dead at the Richland Hospital. Alcohol and road conditions due to heavy rain are believed to be factors in the crash. The incident is still under investigation by the Richland County Sheriff's Office. KM Foods Incorporated, a Chelsea, Massachusetts establishment, is recalling approximately 24,000 pounds of ready-to-eat chicken sausage products that may be contaminated with foreign material, specifically pieces of plastic. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced these items were shipped to retail locations nationwide. The fully cooked chicken sausage item was produced on June 28th. The subject of the recall is 11-ounce vacuum-packed packages containing four pieces of all-natural alfresco chicken sausage sweet apple with Vermont-made syrup with lot code 179 and use or freeze-by date October 1st, 2025, printed on the back package label. The product subject to recall bear establishment number P7839 inside the USDA mark of inspection. There have been no confirmed reports of injury due to consumption of these products. FSIS is concerned that some product may be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. There is another declared candidate for Wisconsin's 17th State Senate District. Lisa White, a businesswoman and lifelong Grant County resident, has officially announced her candidacy. Determined to bring authentic working-class leadership to Madison, White draws on her local roots, entrepreneurial grit, and decades of service to the community. White's campaign launches as a direct challenge to incumbent Republican Senator Howard Markline. She underscores the urgency of change. White stated, two serious issues threaten our district. First, Senator Markline's unwavering commitment to the national Republican agenda has created real harm here at home. By leveraging his role as co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, he has repeatedly blocked and delayed funds already approved in the state budget, jeopardizing critical initiatives for clean water and worsening our health care crisis as local hospitals close. His use of secretive pocket vetoes and disregard for checks and balances leaves our citizens voiceless. She adds, second, the western communities of our district have gone too long without true rural representation. The priorities of our small towns have been sidelined by urban agendas for decades. It's time for an advocate who lives our challenges and cares deeply about our future. White's campaign focuses on fully funding public schools, securing accessible, quality health care, and protecting small businesses and family farms. Fundraising numbers fuel speculation that Governor Tony Evers might not run for a third term next year. Recently released campaign finance records show Wisconsin's Democratic governor raised just over $750,000 in the first half of this year. That's compared to the $5 million Evers had in his campaign coffers a month after he announced his candidacy for a second term in 2021. Evers has repeatedly said he would announce his plans on whether or not he'd run in 2026 after the latest state budget was in place. Two Republican candidates have already announced they're running in next year's gubernatorial contest. Thursday marked the day LGBTQ Wisconsin youth lost access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administrative directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a Press 3 option for the specialized line. Family Services, which administers the 988 hotline for Wisconsin, calls that deeply concerning because LGBTQ individuals, especially youth, are among the most at risk for suicide. The subnetwork was launched in 2022, and more than 14.5 million callers have used the line since then. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped create the hotline and calls the Trump administration's actions dangerous for LGBTQ youth. A recent study finds a link between a state's weak gun laws and firearm deaths for kids. The study, published last month in the Pediatrics edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association, looked at gun-related deaths for kids and teens from 2010 to 2023. Researchers compared states based on the strictness of their gun laws. They picked 2010 after a Supreme Court ruling that expanded gun rights in some states. They found that states with weaker gun laws, like Wisconsin, saw an increase in firearm deaths for youth. States with stricter laws saw those deaths stay the same or go down. The Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services has announced the distribution of over $36 million to fire departments across the state. The funding comes from the 2% fire dues program, which requires insurers to pay 2% of the premiums they collect to the state for distribution to professional, volunteer, and hybrid fire departments. This year's funding through the program increased by nearly 12%. Fire departments use the money they receive for things like equipment, fire prevention, programming, and crew training. Local health officials are issuing a warning after a spike in overdoses. At one point this week, there were 5 confirmed overdose calls to 911 in just a 24-hour period. Staff at Public Health Madison-Dane County say they don't know what's causing the spike, but substance abuse can increase the risk of heat-related illnesses. Officials advise people with substance use disorders to carry Narcan and use fentanyl test strips. They also want people to know the signs of overdose and don't be afraid to call 911. Wisconsin has a Good Samaritan law, which gives some legal protections to people trying to help save someone who's overdosing. Attorney General Josh Call announced that he and 45 other attorneys general have indicated they plan to move forward with an agreement in principle with 8 opioid manufacturers that could secure approximately $720 million nationwide for their alleged role in fueling the opioid crisis. Wisconsin would receive up to $12 million under the proposed settlements. The settlements have not been finalized, and the next step in the process is a sign-on period for local governments across the country. Under the proposed agreements, 8 companies would pay. They are Mylan, now part of Viatris, over $284 million over 9 years, Hikma, over $95 million over 1 to 4 years, Amneal, over $71 million over 10 years, Apotex, over $63 million in a single year, Indivior, over $38 million over 4 years, Sun, over $30 million over 1 to 4 years, Alvogen, over $18 million in a single year, and Zydus, over $14 million in a single year. In addition to these abatement payments, several of the settlements would allow states to receive free pharmaceutical products or cash in lieu of this product. 7 of the companies would also be prohibited from promoting or marketing opioids, making or selling any opioid products that contain more than 40 milligrams of oxycodone per pill, and are required to implement monitoring and reporting systems for suspicious orders. Indivior has agreed not to manufacture or sell opioid products for the next 10 years, but it would be able to continue marketing and selling medications to treat opioid use disorder. Including this agreement in principle and the recently announced proposed resolution with Purdue Pharma and Sackler Family, Wisconsin and local governments have obtained settlements amounting to more than $874 million in funds from companies and individuals that allegedly helped fuel the opioid epidemic. A coalition of e-cigarette distributors have filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin over a law passed in 2023. The law officially went into effect on July 1st and imposes fines on organizations that make and sell products that are not authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. The lawsuit argues that the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which gives the federal government the authority to regulate drug safety. The coalition is seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the law from taking effect as the case moves forward. Gary Day, who faces 2 counts of abduction and 2 counts of child enticement, pleaded not guilty Tuesday. Day is accused of abducting a 17-year-old, Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam, who was the subject of an Amber Alert and who is carrying his child. No trial date has been set for the 40-year-old Day. Wisconsin election officials have found that the former Madison City clerk broke 5 election laws during the 2020 presidential election. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission voted 5-1 on Thursday to accept a report detailing the violations, which included mishandling nearly 200 absentee ballots. However, the commission lacks the authority to bring criminal charges and did not recommend prosecution. The report cited poor management and a lack of procedures in the clerk's office. Madison has since implemented safeguards to prevent similar issues. 4 voters whose ballots were uncounted have filed claims seeking compensation as part of a potential lawsuit. A Wisconsin judge has approved releasing a woman from a mental health hospital more than a decade after she nearly killed a classmate to please the fictional horror character Slender Man. Experts testified Morgan Geiser has made progress with her mental health, leading to her conditional release plan being approved. She is now 22 and has spent 7 years in a psychiatric hospital after pleading guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide. She and a friend lured their victim to a park and stabbed her 19 times. All three girls were 12 years old at the time. The case gained national attention due to the girls' obsession with Slender Man, a popular internet boogeyman. It's 73 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. The Casanova celebration is underway. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of 8 tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
It's 73 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. The annual Casanova celebration is underway today and runs through Sunday at Casanova Memorial Park. Today, the second annual Take Your Burger to Work Day is being held from now until 1. Tonight, there will be a home talent league baseball action featuring the Cas Reds versus Dodgeville Knights at 7:30, and Swing Crew will perform at 8:30. Tomorrow's events include a pancake breakfast at 7:30. At 8, the Tracy O. Jennings Memorial Scholarship 5K Run 1 Mile Walk, and a free kids fishing contest will be held. Registration for both events will be at 7:30. A 3-on-3 basketball tournament will also start at 8. The Casanova Legion 491 baseball games begin at 11. A Luck of the Draw Bags tournament starts at noon. And the Hope It Floats raft race will be held at 1:30. Jeffrey Even is Casanova's village president.
We go around and collect scrap material from just around the area, pallets, barrels, whatever it may be, milk jugs, and teams will come and we kind of do a snake draft where they can come and pick out of the pile what they want to use, and then they have an hour to build the raft out of whatever they have, and then they race it on Lee Lake.
Tomorrow night, Pasture Golf will be at 4, High Mileage will take the stage at 8, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk. Sunday, the parade will step off at 11. Following the parade will be the Casanova German Band, a car and camper show, and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. Kinchy Pedal Pull and Bossy Bingo will be at 1. Later Sunday afternoon, Home Talent League Baseball, featuring the Cas Reds versus the Mazo Mini Mustangs, and a raffle will be at 2. All weekend, there will be food and refreshments, free bounce houses, and a scavenger hunt at the Casanova Celebration today through Sunday at Casanova Memorial Park. Please no carry-ins. All profits benefit the Casanova Memorial Park. More information about the celebration can be found on the Casanova Celebration Facebook page. Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags to fly at half-staff Saturday in honor of a Middleton couple. Former Wisconsin State Patrol Bureau Director David Pabst and his wife Terry were killed in the town of Middleton earlier this month. Authorities believe the couple's son James fatally shot them before killing himself. David served the State Patrol for over 38 years, including 25 as a law enforcement officer. Terry most recently worked as a special education teacher at Thoreau Elementary School in Madison. Evers said their memories and contributions to make Wisconsin a better and safer place for all who call our state home will not be forgotten. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released the 2025 Fall Forecast Series detailing the hunting outlook for a variety of popular game species. These forecasts outline what hunters and trappers across the state can expect while pursuing their favorite game species. In addition to information about specific game species, they also include helpful reminders about public land access opportunities, game registration requirements, and season dates. Although these forecasts are merely intended to give predictions of the upcoming hunting and trapping seasons, they are based on a thorough analysis of available species data. These data sources include federal and local species surveys, the findings of DNR research projects, weather patterns, and the on-the-ground information we received from advisory committees and staff. Hunters and trappers can explore the fall forecast for species they are interested in. For resources and information about many of Wisconsin's most popular game species, visit the DNR's hunting webpage. The deadline to apply for the Wisconsin Technology Council's 2025 Wisconsin Innovation Awards has been extended. The event seeks to recognize innovative ideas from companies across the state with multiple categories of awards, including fields like manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture. Interested companies can apply for the event themselves, or residents can nominate them for recognition. The application and the nomination process are available online and can now be submitted until July 31st. The awards ceremony will be held in November. Amtrak carried its 250th guest on state-sponsored Borealis trains between the Twin Cities and Chicago over the Independence Day 2025 holiday weekend. Operated daily by Amtrak under contracts with Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois, state transportation departments, guests, and officials have been celebrating a comfortable and reliable service that has routinely exceeded expectations since the daily service began on May 23, 2024. Borealis trains originate from St. Paul at midday and Chicago in the late morning with Amtrak everyday discounts for children ages 2 to 12, students, seniors, veterans, military personnel, and families, groups, and others. The trains offer cafe service featuring regional items and views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul, Minnesota, and La Crosse, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some safe camping tips with residents in case of severe weather. DNR officials say the state's parks and wildlife areas don't have the staff necessary to communicate critical weather information with thousands of campers. They recommend bringing a weather radio in case you're in an area with poor cell service, and be sure to let someone know where you're going and when you plan to return. Drought conditions the last couple of summers and wet summer so far this year could be to blame for an uptick in mosquitoes, UW-Madison entomology professor Susan Paskowitz.
So if we've had drought, and we had had drought for a couple of years, and then it finally got a little bit wetter last year, that meant that the egg bank began to build up as the season went on. And then this year, I think we're seeing some of the results of that with lots and lots of mosquitoes out there. I don't know that in advance we knew this was going to be as wet a summer as it has proven to be. The rain has to sit there for a while and then allow the immature stages of the mosquito to develop in that water over the next 5 to 7 days.
Pasquitz says the heavy rainfall can be a good thing, as mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus don't tend to thrive as much when it rains. There's a good chance we've already dealt with the worst when it comes to the number of mosquitoes out in Wisconsin.
Right now would be about the peak period for these floodwater species. And then after this, it dries up usually in July and August, and things really take a dive. So by the end of the season, not bad at all. And even really over the next couple of weeks, we'd expect it to get better.
Pasquitz says more rain and higher temps extending later into the summer could draw out the mosquito season. To protect yourself against mosquito bites, Pasquitz suggests long sleeves, pants, and bug spray. It's 75 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, your trusted partner for all things auto body repair. We provide exceptional service and quality repairs, ensuring your vehicle gets the care it deserves. Our free loaners keep you on the move, so you're never inconvenienced. With a strong reputation for excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the name you can rely on. Visit us today and experience top-notch service. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday afternoon, July 18th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Raymond J. Ellenbold, 87 of Reedsburg, died Monday at home. There will be no formal services. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Raymond J. Ellenbold, 87 of Reedsburg. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63 of Winona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 5 at his son's home at 957 Sextonville Road in Richland Center. Memorials may be made to the Richland Center Police Department K-9 Unit. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63 of Winona, formerly of Richland Center. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70 of Bloom City, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held in the Warren Mills Cemetery on Monday at 11. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. Tim Mayberry is survived by his son, Jeremy Mayberry of California, a grandson, brothers and sisters, Bruce and Mary Mayberry of Florida, Nancy Bowden of Arkansas, Joe Mayberry of Bloom City, Sarah and Jerry Ray of Viola, Abby and Ed Nedlin of Westby, John Mayberry of Madison, Mike Mayberry and Pam of Sextonville, Josh and Jen Mayberry of Reedsburg, Samantha Washburn of Bloom City, and Andrew and Nomi Mayberry of DeForest. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. Alan Wanless is survived by Karen and Dan Krieger of Richland Center, Elaine and Scott McDonald of Spring Green, Dan Wanless of Arlington, Texas, Dave and Connie Wanless of Richland Center, and Janine Burke of Madison. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Anita Bungie is survived by her husband, Irwin, two sons, Tony and Cheryl Armolino of Batavia, Illinois, and Joey and Christina Armolino of Oswego, Illinois, two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, three stepsons, Scott and Melissa Bungie of California, Steve and Mary Beth Bungie of Virginia, and Paul and Donna Bungie of Illinois, four step-grandchildren, brothers and sister Roberta and Bill Rogers, Roger and Marianne Brown, Buddy and Barbara Brown, and Jerry and Julie Brown. Also many other relatives and friends. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Attention Richland County and surrounding residents, if your well is giving you trouble or your pump needs a pump up, don't be a drip. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488. They're the best in the biz and will have you flowing in no time. With a name like Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, you know they're not just a one pump chump. So call them today at 608-649-4488 and get your water woes washed away. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they'll leave you well pleased.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Randy and Brenda Ewing, Dave and Val Thompson, Leo and Mary Ellenbold, Mr. and Mrs. Doug Froh, and Craig and Kristen Ostrander. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a good one, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, hope you're enjoying the break from the intense midsummer heat here in the upper Midwest, getting a little shot of Canadian air. That won't last too long, though. It looks like we'll see a general return flow of air from the southwest, pushing those temperatures back above normal by early next week with high humidity levels as well. Now, there is a weather system causing some rain showers from the Dakotas up through Minnesota, starting to edge into far northwest Wisconsin. That will impact our area late tonight and through the first half of tomorrow. Should see numerous showers move across the area, even a few thunderstorms. Rain totals could be up around a half inch to an inch in much of the region, with some localized 2-inch amounts not out of the question. So if you're in an area that's kind of saturated or near a small stream or lowland areas, please be alert for some possible flooding issues. Now, we do anticipate temperatures to be nice going into Sunday with more sunshine as high pressure settles in. That'll be followed by the next chance of rain by Monday night and Tuesday. Your forecast now for the rest of today, partly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s, southeast to south wind up to 10. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely later. Some may have heavy rainfall, low at 64. Tomorrow, occasional showers and thunderstorms possible through mid-afternoon. Peaks of sunshine later and muggy with a high of 83. On Sunday, sunny or partly cloudy and pleasant, low at 62, high near 80. Monday, partly cloudy, low 58 with a high of 83. Chance of showers and thunderstorms coming up Monday night. And Tuesday, chance of showers and storms in the morning. Look for a low at 66, high of 87. Could see another round of showers and storms move in Tuesday night. Wednesday looks hot and muggy. Thunderstorms are possible at times. Low 70, high of 90. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we have clear skies and it's 74 degrees. After a high yesterday of 75, our low this morning was 52. Our high so far today, 75. The record high for this date, 98, was set in 1946. The record low, 50, was set in 1984. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 53. Sunset tonight will be at 8:38, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:38. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds, 4 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.17. Relative humidity is 58%, and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Adopting a cow leads to adopting a desire for dairy foods. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A program that lets elementary school classes virtually adopt a dairy calf leads those students to later view dairy products a lot more favorably. The Adopt a Cow program is run by the Pennsylvania-based Dairy Excellence Foundation. Brittany Snyder manages the program.
Those who don't have a story in the dairy industry have no reason to trust until they have their own story. The Adopt a Cow program gives them that connection. It gives them that story, that real farmer they get to connect to and build this love and bond with this calf and the farmer. So then one day, hopefully, be a dairy supporter and buying that dairy product in the grocery store.
It's hard to tell who gets more out of the program, the kids in the classrooms or the dairy farmers who participate by sharing about the adopted calves.
Getting to work with all these different dairy farmers who just want to give and care, being able to tell their story is really cool. But then hearing them tell their experience back to me sometimes, they'll often say, "Hey, I know you warned me that I was going to get thousands of messages, but I don't think I quite understood how serious you were until now. I have thousands of letters in the mail coming to me and many messages on Facebook of people just excited to learn about dairy."
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Congress takes a step toward overseeing digital markets. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. A U.S. House Agriculture Committee member says passing the Bipartisan Clarity Act gives her hope for future legislative work in Congress. Michigan Democrat Kristen McDonald-Rivett tells Brownfield,
"It was nice to have one of the very first issues that feels like it went straight down the middle of, you know, common sense. Let's get something done. And we got it out of the chamber. So I'm really excited about it."
McDonald-Rivett says while the bill is not perfect, it's a first step for the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to oversee digital asset markets. The legislation passed the full U.S. House Thursday, and the Senate Banking Committee is expected to take up the measure in the coming weeks. Bipartisan legislation that's recently been introduced in the U.S. House would address concerns about foreign farmland ownership. Nebraska Congressman Don Bacon says it amends the Agriculture Foreign Investment Disclosure Act to allow the federal government to track land transactions with another country.
"We don't really know the scope of the problem right now. And so we need to know how much land is being bought by China and where it's being bought. And I think most people get it. If they're suddenly buying farmland right outside of Offutt Air Force Base, that's not a coincidence."
He tells Brownfield, "It's less about losing land in production agriculture and more about the proximity to strategic military bases." The president of the Nebraska Farm Bureau says he'd like to see Congress create a solution for the nation's ag labor crisis. Mark McHarg says that could eliminate any confusion surrounding the administration's policy on amnesty for farm workers.
"I think we have to know where our workers are coming from. We have to know their background, but have to fundamentally realize that we cannot do it domestically. We can't take a bunch of Medicare workers and throw them out on our farms. That's just not a plausible option.
Recently, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and President Trump said there would be no amnesty for farm workers, and the secretary said mass deportations would continue. A commodity market specialist says farmers continue to deal with sagging corn and soybean prices. Scott Shellady, also known as the Cow Guy, says November new crop soybeans are just off the $10 line.
We need to see the prices up around 11 bucks, really. We've had weather that has not been threatening. Yes, there's been some hot spots, but we've also gotten some timely rains with it. The same could be said for corn. So we haven't really been able to scare the market.
He tells Brownfield a reduction in purchases from China has been a major factor. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are steady to lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has been off to a quiet start Friday after some light business took place on Thursday. Thursday's light trade was reported by a Nebraska regional at 380 on a dressed basis, a dollar higher than last week. Those cattle were set for delivery the week of August 4th. An additional 200 head of cattle sold in Kansas at 231 on a live basis. Asking prices are around 232 plus in the south and 382 plus in the north. More business could develop throughout the day. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with choice up 77 cents at $3.7405 and select down a dollar at $3.5284. The choice select spread was 21.21. At Clarinda Livestock in Iowa on Thursday, a trend was not established due to the most recent feeder auction occurring in June. USDA says there were load lots of quality yearling cattle available on Thursday. Demand was very good for a moderate supply. Feeder receipts were down from last month, but were slightly higher than last year. Feeder supply included 47% steers, and 92% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 855 pounds, brought $292.50. Feeder heifers at 970 pounds sold for $280.50. Cash hogs were steady to lower at midday. Issues with consistency remain the key factor in the hog market. Packers remain cautious in their buying, with most securing near-term needs amid lighter slaughter schedules. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $3.19, with a base range of 101 to 112. The Western Corn Belt was down 345, with a weighted average of 106.14. Butcher hogs were steady to lower at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrels and gilts were steady at $84. Sows were $3 to $4 lower at $69 to $84. Boars were marked at $26. Illinois direct barrels and gilts were steady at $65 to $75. Sows were steady at $62 to $74. Boars had a range of $18 to $35. Pork values were higher at midday, up $2.23 at $118.55. All primal cuts were higher. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield. Na, na,
na, na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
When it comes to protecting your home, start at the top with premium roofing from Harchi Lumber. Durable, high-quality shingles not only enhance your roof's look, but provide long-lasting protection you can count on. Harchi Lumber stocks top brands like CertainTeed, Dekra, Gaff, and more. Plus, they offer Wisconsin's largest selection of steel roofing and siding with a wide range of colors and lengths ready to go. Visit Harchi Lumber today, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, and get the roofing materials that stand up to whatever Wisconsin weather throws your way.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher. Longer-term weather does look hot and dry in some key U.S. growing areas. Beans are down from the early highs, though, due to profit taking in soybean oil. August beans are up 6 at 1027 and a half. September 70 and a quarter higher at 1019 and a quarter. August bean meal's up 370 at 272.40. But after making another round of new highs, August bean oil's down 26 at 55.96. Corn's higher, looking at the potential for stress during key development phases starting in the coming week. Overall demand continues to be solid. September corn's up 6 and a quarter at 408 and a quarter. December 6 and a half higher at 427 and a half. And wheat's higher today. The spring wheat growing region has seen an expansion in drought-impacted areas. Chicago and Kansas City continue to watch winter wheat harvest activity, both at home and abroad. September Chicago's 14 and a quarter higher at 547 and three quarters. September Kansas City's up 13 and a half at 531. September Minneapolis is 3.5 higher at 598 and a half. That contract has traded above 6 today. Live and feeder cattle are down, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. Just light trade so far, mostly a 230 on the live basis, steady to a dollar higher than a week ago, and 380 dressed, up one. August live's down 65 at 223.02. October's $1.07 lower at 219.25. August feeder cattle are down 190 at 323.10. And hogs are mixed, mostly higher on spread trade in the recent trend in pork, up again at midday today. August leans 47 higher at 106.30. The exception is October, down 7 at 90.52. And over in the broader market, crude oil is weak. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Mastitis is one of the top challenges for dairy producers. Merck Animal Health livestock and dairy veterinarian Dr. John Champagne says a holistic approach offers utter health solutions for farmers.
It integrates three aspects: protection, early detection, and targeted treatment. If we think of protection, we're talking about specifically our J5 vaccine or internal teat sealants. With early detection, the monitoring technology provides that capacity. And when we say targeted treatment, we're really targeting both lactational therapy, dry cow therapy, and animals that may need some support with our biopharma product, Poron Nonsteroidal Anti-Inflammatory. This approach allows us to reduce mastitis cases, lower the overall treatment cost, and improve milk quality.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best M-Power approach to keep your cows productive.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line GeoWestphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
An update on the dietary guidelines. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. continue their work to redo the dietary guidelines. They've indicated those guidelines will be released this fall. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says he's optimistic the new guidelines will look different from what was proposed under the previous administration.
They are listening to the science out there that talks about the role of beef in a daily diet. And so we believe that given all the positive news that we have heard from the administration, that the dietary guidelines will return red meat to the center of the plate.
And that means...
We do believe that once we see the next iteration of the 2025 dietary guidelines, that red meat, especially beef, will be back in the center of the plate, and we will take the beans, peas, and lentils and return them to where they should be, and that is sides on that dish.
One of the reasons Woodall says beef belongs at the center of the plate is it's a complete protein. It has all 9 essential amino acids the body needs, which makes it excellent for muscle repair, immune function, and overall health. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hey, sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of 5 kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
The News at 1, sponsored today by Richland Family Prescription Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6. And because your health is their priority, experience friendly, caring service.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Denying that there's evidence in the Justice Department's Jeffrey Epstein files implicating him, President Trump on social media. Angry MAGA supporters allege a lack of transparency. Mr. Trump ordering the Attorney General to release more material. ABC's Karen Travers.
If it takes a while for it to come out, that means this firestorm is unlikely to die down for the president and his administration because they are facing pressure to release the files.
A third senior aide to the Joe Biden family has pleaded the fifth to a closed-door House Oversight Committee hearing, says the chairman, James Comer.
Annie Tomasini, who was a key gatekeeper in Joe Biden's White House, joins the former president's doctor and a top advisor to Jill Biden.